Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest this morning is my client and friend, Segun Olatayo. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you're right.
How do we say that, Jenna?
Olatayo.
Welcome. I love it. We're glad you're here. And welcome, success friends, for joining us today. It's the last Saturday in February today. Spring is just around the corner. We've made it through another hard winter. Wouldn't you say that, Segun? Isn't life good?
Yes, that's good.
It's very good, right? But success friends, our show is dedicated to all of you that have a dream, to all of you that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, principles that when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. And Segun, our success tool of the day is the wonder that brings the thunder, or goal setting, right?
Right.
Success friends, before I really introduce my fantastic friend, Segun Olatayo, how am I doing?
You're right.
All right. I want to share why I do this show. And the first reason I'm doing this show is because I want all of my success friends to call up our agency and get some insurance from the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. But, Segun, there's also another reason. And I know that for most of my guests, for myself, the majority of people that seek success of some sort, we usually don't start out with a silver spoon in our mouth. In fact, a lot of times, Segun, it's a little bit rusty, okay? Yeah. But I found out 30 years ago that, you know what, I can choose the direction I want my life to go. Back then, I was struggling, I was broke, and in fact, I had a lot more of what I call to do without time than to do with time. I lived by the saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without. But back then I was fortunate enough to work for a sales manager that knew and understood success, and I remember asking him, what was it like to be a millionaire? He joked with me that he didn't remember because he was a multimillionaire. But, you know, for some reason, he liked me, he gave me words of encouragement, and many of the success tools I talk about on this show, I learned back at that difficult time of my life. So I know firsthand that when success principles and success tools are utilized, good things happen. Success friends, I've grown from those days. I've changed my life. And with the help of many people, I've been able to build a successful insurance agency. I believe that the person looking for a way to improve their life, our website, GPS4success.com, and this radio show can be a leg up for a motivated individual. And Segun, let me touch on the thought of success. And I think you know this very well, too. But, you know, success is not being a millionaire. Success is working towards that goal, whatever the goal is that you seek. You may be a teacher and just want to be the best teacher out there. Money may be a good scorecard, but, you know, for our insurance agency, we're not a success unless we're delivering world-class service to each and every one of our clients. Earl Nightingale said, success is the realization of a worthy goal. It doesn't happen overnight, and just getting your doors open is sometimes a success in itself. But let me introduce my good friend, Segun Olatayo. He's a good friend, but I struggle with your last name to this day. But you are the founder and owner of American Best Home Care. Am I saying that?
Yeah, you're right.
I've got that name correct. But, you know, we were talking the other day, and I got so excited listening to your story. I couldn't wait for my success friends to get a chance to hear your story, because you're what this wonderful country is all about, Shagun. You immigrated to the United States. You tried a couple things. You saw something that you could do better. And after years of struggling, you're experiencing success yourself. But first, welcome to our show. But can you share a little bit about the story you were telling me? I mean, you came over to the United States back when?
Yeah, I came back. I came to the United States in 2001.
2001. You were from?
Nigeria.
Nigeria, okay. Yeah. And you came as a teacher or a professor?
You know, during that time, I was invited to Ohio State University.
Okay.
In Athens.
Yep.
As an artist. I'm an artist back home, okay, in Nigeria.
Okay, so you were an artist. You were brought over as an artist.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then they want me to come and tell a story about a historical place in Africa.
Okay.
I was there one day giving the lecture, and then I can see, you know, by then, even now, you can see that I have a lot of accent. Mm-hmm. You know, the way I talk, you may not even understand me better, but some people can understand me better.
Correct.
But, you know,
I had no idea what you were talking to me the first time I met you.
I remember,
but we worked.
I remember that time, 2007.
Yes, I do. We'll have to talk about that, too.
Exactly.
But so you're doing this lecture, right?
Exactly. So I give the lectures. Some of the students, they don't understand me. Some do.
Okay.
And then everything is going on well. Until one day that I discovered that I need to do something different.
You just weren't satisfied.
Yes, okay. To be sincere with you.
Right.
Because I have focus, and I know that I know where I'm going. I have goal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Then I let the guy that introduced bring me down from Africa, Professor Dan Williams.
Okay.
I let him to understand that I need to move on. Mm-hmm. Because by that time, I already finished my time with the university.
Okay.
What they need me for at that particular time is already finished.
Right.
So the next thing for me is to go back home.
Okay.
But I can see that America is the land of opportunity.
Right.
And I want to make use of that opportunity.
I like it.
Because I know that, you know, I have a lot of people back home that are looking towards me too.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And I know that if I go back home, I'm going to go and sink down back in that poverty.
I got you.
I'm sorry to say.
Did you grow up in poverty?
I must tell you the truth, you know, where I come from. You know, people will say that they grow up, they are rich, they have silver spoon in their mouth, mm-hmm. but go and check their background very well.
Okay.
Their forefather.
Right.
Where do they come from? You know?
Right.
You know, no matter how the case may be, you have to grow from somewhere.
Correct.
You know, it's not that we are that poor. My family, they are like middle class.
Right, okay.
But still yet, you know, where I come from, you have to fight for yourself.
Okay.
Not that you're going to stay on the family property.
I got you.
You're going to work for your own life.
Right. The know? Opportunity is not as much there as it was here.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not at all. I have to tell you today. Some people, they will say it's like that. Those are the people that have the silver spoon in their mouth.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The silver spoon, it's easy anywhere you are.
Exactly. They don't know what they go through, you know.
Correct.
But on my own side, it's totally different,
right.
You know.
Okay.
So then I decided to move to Minnesota.
And what makes a person move to Minnesota? I shouldn't really ask that question because I'm originally from Ohio,
exactly.
And I moved to Minnesota.
Yeah. You know, the reason why I moved to Minnesota is that, you know, Professor Dan Williams has a son. His name is Peter.
Okay.
He's a very good friend of mine. So Peter decided that there's a gallery, art gallery in downtown Minneapolis that we can work with.
Okay.
So I decided to come to that art gallery to come with them. I don't want to mention the name.
Right, but fantastic. But the idea is I had a reason to come up here, so I came up here.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then I start working with this art gallery, and I can realize that in a month, we may not even sell more than 2 paintings.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then I see that I can't depend on that. I have to do something else.
Right.
You know? I let them know that I can't continue like this, because working without getting paid.
It's very difficult. It sounds like insurance sales. I'm sorry.
You know,
it's true, though. I mean, so, yeah, what are we going to do, right?
Exactly. So I realized that I have to do something else.
So you had to take a job.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I don't want to depend on government.
Right.
I have to do something for myself. I have to stand by myself.
You're a very self-motivated individual.
You're exactly.
You're not looking for a handout.
Exactly.
Right.
So then, back in the days, I decided, okay, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard because you can't do anything by yourself that people don't understand.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Then I decided to start driving a cab.
Okay.
You know? I drove cab for some years, but I know that this is not what I want to do for my life.
Right.
I can't take care of my family with this. I can't even take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not my goal.
Right.
You know, I want to be success in life.
Right.
You know, so I decided to start working with one home health care company.
A home health care?
Yes.
Okay, you got hired on?
I got hired on in one home health care company in downtown Semple.
Okay.
So I've been working with them, but the way they are taking care of the client, I don't like it.
Okay.
Tom, there's something that you don't understand about me. You know a lot about me,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know this one, that I'm a pastor.
You're a pastor, okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know,
I did not know that about you.
I know.
Right.
You know, the way they take care of the people, I don't like it because my Bible don't taught me that way.
Got you.
I'm so sorry to say this on the TV, on the radio station.
It is what it is,
yeah.
as they say.
So, one day I let them know that I can't continue like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many ways that you can take care of people to make people happy.
Right.
When people in this condition, they want to enjoy their life. They want to be happy for the rest of their life.
Because really, I mean, you're working with people that are sick and some are coming to end of life, right?
Exactly. Right. Some of them, they're on a ventilator.
Right.
Some of them, there's nothing that they can do again for their life.
Right.
But the only thing is that to enjoy that little bit time that they got. But because you know what? No condition is permanent. Nobody knows tomorrow.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I can be in that condition tomorrow. You can be in that condition tomorrow.
Unfortunately, it's true.
But the way you take care of them, the same way they're going to take care of you.
Correct.
When you fall to that path.
Right.
So for that reason alone, I have to quit. I decided not to work with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Because you're leaving these people that need your help.
Exactly. And then it was so hard, so bad that I've been thinking that what am I going to do again?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a thought that come to me that if you can't get a job, you can create a job.
That is true.
You know?
Right.
If you can't get one, create one.
Right.
You can do it. You know, that's my thought that very day. Then I say, okay, I'm going to create a job. I seek advice of some of my friends then. Some of them tell me that, they told me that it's not possible in America. How are you going to do it? You can't do it.
Right.
I let them understand that I'm going to do it. There is nothing bad in trying.
Right.
You give something a try, if you success, fine. But
if you don't, so what?
You move on.
Right.
Then I call one of my very, very good friends. He's a very good friend of mine. He used to be with me all the time. His name is Tony Akimushere. He's a very nice guy.
Right. Tony, I know Tony.
Yeah, I know. You know, he may forget what I'm saying today.
Mm.
But me, I still remember about what happened to Tony that time. I called him up and I said, I need an insurance. Because before you can do anything, you have to be insured.
Got to have insurance. Love that insurance.
Yeah. And he said, the best person in that you can talk to is Thomas. You know?
He said, absolutely right, Tony.
You know, he said, you want a good insurance and you want people that will be at your back, that will help you out, that will make it work, talk to Tom. You know, I said, okay, I'll talk to Tom. To my surprise, you know, it's not because we are doing a show.
No, no.
You know,
this
but,
is true.
And it's not because that Tom sits in front of me. No. I've been walking around this country for the past 12 years. I've not met people like Thomas.
You're too kind.
It helped a lot. You know, I live in an apartment, a very small apartment there, in New Hope. Then I just called Tom. I said, Tom, I need your help. He said, don't worry. I'll come to you. You don't need to come to me. I'll come to you.
We still make house calls.
You know, the funny part of it, in the next 1 hour, somebody ring my bell, and then I open the door. It's Thomas. He come in. We sit down together. We chat. He asked me, what did I need? I explained everything to him. And it's okay. It's doable. I have no money, you know. But he said, you know what? We're going to work with you. There's no problem. This thing is going to cost you a lot because you don't even have a good credit.
Right.
You know, you need a bond. You need a fidelity bond. You need a surety bond. You need a liability. You know, all these things is going to cost you money. Okay? But I'm going to work with you. He put me on payment plan then. We work on it.
Right.
Then after that,
That was back in 07, I think.
That's right? Back in 07, yes.
Right. That's when you started American Home Healthcare. I think you had one client at the time.
Exactly. We have only one client.
Right.
And then, you know, this one client has only 2 hours.
There you go. Two hours a week.
Two hours a week. You remember, yes.
And you needed all this insurance for that.
Exactly. And I need all this insurance.
What am I doing? I remember I'm thinking, well, this one's not going to last, but we'll try and help him.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, Tom, you know, he said, you know, if you can't be able to stand on this, you try to find another thing to do. I said, okay, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a shot. We start, you know, to the grace of God, I have one client for 1 year. Mm-hmm. So I have to go and do another job aside. The little money that I make in cab, then I will join it with the little money that remaining. Then I will give it to insurance guy because that's what you're supposed to do. You have to pay your bill. And I have to pay my rent too then.
Right.
We keep it going on. But later on, little by little, people started they started trusting us. Mm-hmm. We have the second client.
We're taking good care of people.
You know, I know this radio show will make a lot of people to know about me now.
Correct.
You know, because the way we had today is different from the way we had then.
Right.
You know, our company is now a multi-million company now. It's different from before.
Oh, no, it's a big company now.
I mean, yeah.
You've got, what, 100 employees?
Yes, we have close to 100 employees right now.
I mean, think about that.
Yes, we have a lot of nurses. We have at least 60-something nurses right now.
Right.
And then we have HHA, we have a PCA. We have a lot of people that work with us right now.
Right.
And then we have a lot of clients, too. We have a customized living home that will provide service.
Home, yeah.
We have some whole houses around the metro that we put people in the house, and we take care of them in our own home.
Up, hold on 1 second. I got to interrupt you real quickly because it's time, success friends, for our quote from the great Vince Lombardi. And Shogun, this is a lot of what we're talking about. His quote is, "A dream with a without a plan is a mere wish." Hmm. And I mean, you talk about you had this dream, and when you were finally able to put it all together, it now has come into something.
Exactly.
And that's what's so exciting about your story. And I mean, the wonderful part about your story, too, is in America, really, there is opportunity if you are willing to go look for it, if you're willing to put the time in. I mean, we talk about the amount of time that your business takes. I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. You and your wife, you spend hours with this business. I mean, you put a lot of time.
No. You're going to put a lot of time.
But the rewards for it are just wonderful.
Exactly.
You're no longer living in this apartment. You've got a nice home.
Yeah.
You've got an office.
Yes.
You've got people working for you. I mean, that's the American success story.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so exciting to talk to you about it.
I mean, anybody can achieve that.
Anybody can. Most people won't do what it takes to do it.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. You just didn't even think about it, right?
No.
It's an opportunity. I'm sick of driving a cab. That's not going to work out. Let's go do something with success.
Exactly.
I think it's fantastic. What, you know, when you look back on success, what were your expectations? What did you hope to accomplish? Do you even remember or do you know? Or
you know, to be sincere, you say something that you talk to a guy in the beginning that what is it going to take you to become a millionaire?
Right.
And the guy lets you understand that he don't even remember because he's a multi-millionaire now.
Right, right.
You know, I can say that I don't remember because I already succeeded.
There you go. we have a short memory, right?
But
we don't even want to think about those
but
things.
But still yet, I have to let you know that if you focus on everything, no matter anything you want to do in life, you will fail.
Right.
You're still going to stand, you know. But if you focus, you will get to where you are going, no matter how the case may be.
And that's what we talk about with this goal setting. That's really a way to focus. We set our goal, and we're able to achieve what we're looking to achieve.
Exactly, because, you know, where I come from, there's a proverb that said, slow and steady win the race.
Slow and steady win the race.
Exactly.
I think we got a lemon drop coming up on that one. I like it. It's true, though, right?
Yes.
You know, I think that's one of the other things about success in America. Everybody wants get rich quick, right? If I don't get it tomorrow, I'm going to quit and look for something else. The reality of it is, Shogun, and you know this very well, is if we're persistent week after week, eventually, suddenly, we have some success in our lives.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's all it talks about. That's fantastic. Success, I talk about grand obsession. I talk about success principles. Do you a lot of goal setting in your life? I mean, do you consciously are you setting goals, or is it more, do you kind of just, hey, I have a dream I'm chasing, and this is kind of the plan I put together?
To be sincere with you, I've set a lot of goals that I failed.
You've set goals that you failed?
A lot of goals.
Well, I think that's fair, isn't it?
You know, but I did not call myself a failure.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
When I fail, when I fall, I'll stand again and I'll continue because I know I want to achieve something in my life.
We just learned something, right?
Exactly.
Okay, it didn't work that way. We got to try it another way.
We're going to try it another way.
I like that. And success. And that's a good nickname. I'll just start calling you Success instead of Shogun. How's that sound?
I love that.
That would work. I think we got something new here. But Shogun, I want to remind our Success friends real quickly. Does American Best Home Care have a website?
We did.
And can you share that with our Success friends?
www.americanbesthomecare.com.
AmericanBestHomeCare.com.
Yes.
And your phone number if they need to call you, if they need your help?
Yeah, the company number is 763-432-7356.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
7356.
All right, fantastic. And I also want to remind our Success friends that they should go to GPS, the number 4, Success, and sign up for our free lemon drops.
Exactly.
A lemon drop is a little inspiration that melts in your mind all the day long. But Success friends, if you haven't signed up, please go there. And Shogun, I want to know, have you ever heard of the song, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter? Do you know that song?
I think that's a old song though.
It's an older song. Yes. It's like me. It's old. It's like me too. Thank you, Jerry. It goes a little bit like this. If you know the words, you can sing along. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And Success friends, at the end of the week, if you sign up for a lemon drop, you're going to get what we call a slice of success, which is really a congratulatory note for a job well done. And with words oh so sweet, they're going to knock you off your feet. Because let's be honest, Shogun, who's telling us we're doing a good job? It is our spouse, our dog, our kids tell us we're doing a wonderful job? Well, listen, you sign up for Lemon Drops, we're going to tell you you're doing a great job, and we'll give you some kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them.
That's good.
Isn't that exciting? And with that thought, too, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute for it, Shogun. Wait. It's time for a lemon drop. We're hoping it makes a big splash in your day, Success friends. Today's lemon drop is big goal setters and big goal hitters are weekly goal setters and weekly goal hitters. Isn't that right, Shogun?
That's right.
You try and do a little bit every week like you're talking about. Repeat that proverb? He who runs the race.
Slow and steady win the race.
Slow and steady win the race. Week in, week out, there's just no problem with this, right?
Yep.
And Shogun, we're going to have you talk about American Home Healthcare. One of the things I know that is so important to you guys is the way you respect your clients.
Exactly.
Right? And how you take care of them.
Exactly.
Before we get into that, I just got to remind our Success friends that when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. But your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. And whether you need auto, home, life, or health insurance, or maybe commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. We've been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way you want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So, yes, you have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. And as you say, Shogun, we still make house calls.
Yes.
Jerry, any thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
You can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And Success friends, remember, we save everybody money. And I'm going to go through this quick, Shogun, because I need to get back and talk to you a little bit more about American Best Home Healthcare. But Success friends, we put our money where our mouth is. You call us up. If we can't save you money on your home and auto insurance, we're going to give you $25. All we ask is, hey, you got to have home and auto. Show us the deck page. We know your insurance. We'll give you all the details. When you call, Call our office, ask for the KLBB Radio Challenge, and we'll help you out. But, Shagun, let's talk real quickly. I mean, one of the hallmarks of American Home Health, American Home Best, say it.
American Best Home Care.
American Best Home Care. Let me try that one.
Jeez, and I thought you just had trouble moving your lips, Tom.
Sorry about that, Jerry. American Best Home Health Care.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Your thing is to treat people with respect, right? I mean, help
exactly.
them, care for them, and really do a good job.
Exactly.
And what responses do you get from your clients?
You know, I can tell you that the first client that we got in 2007,
mm-hmm.
we still have him up to today.
Do you really?
Yes.
That says a lot right there.
Exactly. We have some of clients. We have a lot of clients. We have a client that used to go to hospital back and forth
okay.
all the time.
Okay.
And the time that she moved to our company in 2013,
okay.
up to today, she has not visited the hospital, except that she has an appointment.
Because you guys are able to help.
Because we take care of her in a good way. She's right. on ventilator, 24-hour ventilator, and she has never been in hospital for one day, except that she has a checkup.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It just speaks about what you guys do.
Exactly.
And Shagun, we want our clients to know, our success friends to know you a little bit better. So we got four questions in 4 seconds. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
What's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby?
Hobby, yep.
You know, I don't, you know, people,
painting.
I'm so busy that.
You paint, though.
I just paint in my basement sometimes.
Well, that's,
know,
that's a hobby.
Kind of...
That's a hobby, right? What's your favorite type of music?
Music. You know, to be sincere with you, I like African music.
All
I'm
right.
sorry.
That's good. No, you don't need to apologize for that. Your favorite type of food?
Rice and beans.
Rice and beans. And your favorite ventriloquist?
Oh, there's one guy.
Yeah? Yeah?
Okay, I give it to Jerry.
All right. Hey, Shagun. All right. So we love it. We're running out of time here, Shagun. I really thank you for coming. The show goes quick, doesn't it? You have
yes.
a fascinating story and a fascinating outlook.
I really enjoy it.
But listen, I hope our success friends have learned something today. I know I have. And I want to thank Jenna, our producer, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio. Remember, you can hear our show every Saturday at 9 in the morning. We want to thank everyone that helps make the show happen, like Sarah and Bob that are working behind the shows. We want to thank Sarah for taking your picture today. It was a fabulous picture.
Yes, thank you.
But, Shagun, I want to talk to you real quickly. Because I want to give one last idea to our success friends, okay?
Okay.
Goal setting is just such an important part of the success process. And, you know, it's so easy to do because you just have to have a grand obsession. You start with an idea, but then you want to break it down into little pieces, and you want to maybe make daily tasks, right? You know if your goal is clear is if you can write it down. And if you can write it down, find pictures, then you know you got a great goal, right?
Exactly.
Now, repetition, you got to look at it day in, day out. And, you know, I say read it before you go to sleep. Read it the first thing in the morning. You will have no problems with this, right?
Exactly.
And I want to give you one last quick story. We've all heard of the famous movie star Bruce Lee, right?
Yes.
You've heard of Bruce Lee, right?
Back in the days.
Back in the day. 1969, he's broke, no contract with any Hollywood. He wrote down his goal, and his goal was to be the highest paid Oriental superstar in the United States. He wanted in 10 years to have a net worth of $10 million. He had no money and he didn't have a contract. 4 years later, he died.
Hmm.
But when he died with a net worth of over $10 million. He was the highest paid Oriental superstar. He achieved all of his goals. This goal setting stuff works. Get a grand obsession, just like you did with American Best Home Care. It works. Make it work for you. Success friends, that's all the time we have with you. We'll see you next Saturday. I want to thank everybody. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru in Llama Llama.